You're listening to the Mundy Maniacs podcast.
Folks, welcome to episode number 46 of the Mundy Maniacs podcast. We promised we'd come back more often, and we lied, but we're here again with another episode. I think in the last episode we said we got to do this more often than like once a month, but we haven't. But you know what? In this episode, we've got someone aside from the usual suspects. As usual, you got Kevin here, Canadian in China. You've got PJ, a curmudgeon in Osaka.
You know, sir. Yeah. Well, someone can't. We all can't all be Pollyanna happy all the time.
Well, I'm going to throw my braids back in the wind and introduce Sarah, who we have an American coming to us from Akashi, Japan, and.
Hello.
Yeah, we've got a special guest this weekend. It's not just the three of us. We've got a connection to Europe, and we're going to talk about Mundy in Europe. Sarah, why don't you introduce our guest?
All right. So everybody, coming to you from the Netherlands. I've got that right. Right, what country?
Yes, American. Yeah, you got that right. Yeah.
Coming from a small port city that I love to deploy Mundy's too. We've got Herma, and the reason that we're connected with her is because her daughter was in our clan, right? You guys remember?
Yeah,
she was the first one that reached out to us when we were kind of almost begging for people to be in our clan to kind of help us out, and she really helped us out a lot in the very beginning. It was really wonderful. So. And yeah, well, welcome to the show.
Now we're looking for a replacement for Kevin. So any listeners, just keep it in mind. Hey.
Yeah. Any day now.
You're not going to forget that curmudgeon thing.
No.
Yeah.
So, let's welcome our guest.
So Herma, yay, welcome to the podcast. Welcome.
Thank you.
We were wondering if you could let us know, to start off with, of course, who you are, Mundy, your Mundy name, and if you could tell us your Mundy story. How did you find this game that we are so addicted to? And how? Yeah, so tell us your Mundy story, if you could.
Well, I play under the name Mrs. Sourflush, that's also to do with how I started the game, really, because I started the game because I wanted to get my daughter out of the house. So we started playing together. Okay. And so she made up the name at that point because she played, I think she was about 8 years old at the time. And she played Roblox a lot. And that was her Roblox name. So that's how that name came about. And so, yeah, we played on and off together. With that name, and then she lost interest a bit, but then she got back into it, and then she wanted to have her own account, and that's how she came to play in your clan at one point. But now she's 11 and she lost his interest again, really. She everything that I do is not cool. So yeah,
that's understandable. So, yeah. Around.
So I know. And so every now and then I urge her to cap something that, you know, if you are placing cards here, and then I say, oh, you know, someone placed a card for you, you have to cap it. And then she will log on. But, you know, I really have to prompt her to log on at the moment. But I've got good hopes that at some point, you know, she will get back into it.
No, yeah, oh,
that's interesting. Yeah, I hope she does. And we've always got her spot waiting for her in the clan. So, you know, whenever she comes back, she can jump right in.
that's how I started, really. And but yeah, at some at one point, I liked it more than she did, so I carried on with that account. And yeah, that's where we are now, really. And I'm wow. I'm like yeah, like at the moment I play level 5.
Wow.
And yeah, and enjoying it as well. So all good.
Okay, I'm curious. So you're in the Netherlands, and I'm yeah. wondering, as one of the things you hear us talk a lot about on the podcast, you know, over the kind of history of the podcast, we often talk about people who are playing in newer areas, less built up areas, because obviously the three of us are all, at the end of the day, kind of relatively newcomers to the game, I suppose, when it comes to the serious play. And the areas where we're all based were pretty much bare maps until just a couple of years ago. So what is the kind of land? I'm curious, what is the landscape in the Netherlands like when it comes to Munzee? Like when you started playing, were there a lot of things around? Were there many virtuals, many physicals? What did it look like?
Yeah, it's got, there are people, we've got a very dedicated list of players here. We and so when I started playing, there are already people here that started playing in 2011. I think, was that 2011, wasn't it, when it all started? So, so yeah, there are Munzees around, and it's a fairly small country in comparison to other countries. So within 3 hours, you're, you know, at the other side. So wherever, if you want to find something, there's always, you know, Munzees there. In the town where I live, there was not that many, but there were Munzees there. So that's how I really, you know, got into it. And yeah, I forgot what I was going to say.
So there was always dedicated players, which is great.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot. We've got, I think, I don't know, maybe about 280, 250 active players in
wow.
here.
Wow.
Yeah.
We but don't have that in all of Asia. Wow.
Yeah.
No, we don't have that at all. We've got like 2 dozen in all of Asia. I don't know, maybe.
And there's loads of gardens. And at the moment, because of that, you know, the monthly events that are being organized. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want to, you can visit one or two, well, at least one event every month. You know, if you want to, if you have the time and the means to do that, then yeah.
Do you find it challenging, or is it stressful trying to keep it up monthly? Or do you really get into that repeated kind of, you know, you're building a tradition?
No, I personally am not attending the events each month. Are you referring to the event?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not, because to be honest, I'm not driving. So I always have to go via public transport. So if it's somewhere where I can't come, or, I, you know, if I have family things going on, then I'm not going. And I'm not really too bothered about missing one, you know. I think maybe this year I've attended maybe only 3. I'm not sure. Maybe 3 max.
Well, I think that's a good attitude to have. If it becomes a chore,
yeah.
If it's something you have to do. I mean, I have a little bit of OCD, and the game has been very easily become a Kevin and his gestures. I don't, you know, the listening audience can't hear it, but again, he's harassing me. By the way, Kevin, that's your best haircut in years.
Yeah, I've got a haircut. My parents, I should say, my family's making me grow hair now. The little I have, they've told me to.
Oh, I like the fade on the side. You almost look hip. I'm sure that was Mai that did that, because you wouldn't have stumbled on that on your own. But anyway, back to what I was saying. Because I have OCD, I do find sometimes the game to be a bit. I make the game a chore, and then I have to check myself and say, stop for a second. It is a game, and I'm playing it for fun. And, you know, I just wondered, if I were in a more active environment like Hermai is, would I be a little bit crazier than I am here, or would I be less crazy? I'm not really sure.
Yeah, well, I always... you know, I play here within in the town that I live, and I pretty much, if you know, I pretty much can reach level 5 by, you know, not leaving the town.
Wow.
Which is Yeah, but I work in Amsterdam, and every now and then I work from the office. Not a lot. I work from home a lot, but and then so I play with it within the town I live in, Amsterdam, and it's hard not to get your phone out, really. So in that sense, yeah, it becomes obsession is not really the word, but
my alarm is going off. Sorry, Paul. I apologize for that noise disruption, but I'm with you. My phone is out. You know, and one of my best friends, Mario, who these two know, Sarah and Mr. Fade here, because they can't see, so they won't get that, but his hair is faded. Anyway,
no, it's so faded.
Mario just laughs at me because, you know, everywhere we are, I'm checking my phone. We went to drinking last night, and I only said yes because it was in a part of town that I hadn't been in a while, and I thought there would be places to deploy, and there wasn't, and there would be, you know, there's something to capture, and there was a little. Yeah. The point is, I'm like that too. I but I don't mind that part. Checking my phone regularly is the least of my problems.
Yeah, but I do notice that I find if I, for example, go to a town, we go like, you know, with the family, you know, on a road trip or whatever. I find it hard not to check my phone, and it's not really appreciated at that point. But I try not to, and especially at the end of the month, when once I've reached all my goals, I find it easier. But
kind of the same as like once we've reached our goals and it's kind of like you let your foot off the pedal, then I can just kind of put my phone back on the table when we're eating instead of checking. And
yeah,
I'm not like that at all. I'm so unclan driven. The clan start and clan end doesn't mean a thing to me. I mean, I play, but I honestly have never done anything for the goals.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I am. Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose
everybody plays it that way.
Yeah. Whereas even just within our clan, for me, like the clan wars is what kind of motivates me, because of the fact that it's really hard to get people playing here, and with all the restrictions and stuff we have because of China's COVID policies, I would say in the past year, which has been a really tough year for us living here because of the COVID restrictions in China, it's not any game that's conducive to getting outside and moving around. China's not conducive to that. Like it's just like, because there's even now, like, and for the last like year, I'd say often there's parts of the city that we can't go to, and there's areas of the city, even our neighborhood, where we can't go to, or we shouldn't go to. It's just gotten so out of hand that it's, I luckily just have a bunch of destinations just in a kind of a little loop in my neighborhood. And I just kind of play in that little loop, and I just don't have any ambition to explore or go else anywhere, because it's just too challenging. So, yeah. But what I'm looking forward to, and I mean, I'll let the Munzee Maniacs know when I find a place, but I'm on the job hunt right now. I'm looking to, we're going to be leaving China, but as an international educator, it's really kind of like November, December, when schools kind of really ramp up, they're looking for teachers. And I'm hoping by Christmas time, I'll be able to say, hey, I'm moving to this country in this city, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And I'm excited to get to a new place, and if it's somewhere that's somewhat developed, awesome. If it's somewhere that's not, I'm looking forward to the fun of building again, because it was a lot of fun to get it with my son. And although he's not that motivated anymore, maybe like your daughter is, I have to like kind of kick him in the pants to say, have you opened the game and capped something? Capped something today. He's got like 120 day streak now, because every day I'm like, gap something.
Yeah.
Just a POI by our house.
You're a horrible father.
Yeah, I am.
To keep your curiosity status alive. Yeah. That's also one of the reasons. Yeah.
But it's going to, but he has a fun part. Like when we head out to like a new place, like a big new park or something. And I'm like, here's a bunch of Munzees. Let's run around and deploy them and stick these stickers on things. You know, I think I'm with PJ on that side too. I get a lot more joy and fun out of the physical game. I love deploying stickers and putting QR codes on things. That's for me the best.
Yeah. But that's also the part, I think you've hinted on it in one of the podcasts. That's also the part where I need my daughter to be with me because I'm allowed to do more with she, when I'm walking with her.
Yeah.
No, if I'm, you know, looking underneath benches and whatever, if I'm with her, then it feels more acceptable.
Yes.
So that's one of the reasons why I need her. But if now, I mean, she's 11. If I now walk through a street where there's a friend of her living, where, you know, in that same street, she doesn't really want to be with me if I start to inspect lampposts and stuff. But yeah, all fun.
That's the thing with kids. They grow up, you know.
Yeah.
And you do.
But, you know, there's a whole, you know, hopefully, I don't know. You see, like, when I look at videos of, you know, we mentioned we got to get him on sometime again, but Joshua Johnson, the geocaching vlogger, who we know is a big Munzee player as well. You know, he's in his earlier videos, he's out with his kids playing and he's got a daughter whose name, her handle in geocaching is Reister Bunny. But then you see, then she's gone off to university, but she'd visit and he'd take her out and make videos and they'd still geocache. And I think, you know, as she's an adult now, when she visits and stuff, he sometimes gets her to go out and, you know, hopefully, you know, if I'm but playing.
You can hope, Kevin, just like I can hope for hair. But the reality is that most kids, and by the way, it is healthy when they develop their own interests, and you've just got to. I like what Sarah does. When the kids want to play, they play. Huh. But when they don't, she's okay with it. At some point, you got to just breathe in, breathe out. I'm trying to even get friends to play, and they lose their. I have this student at one of my universities who was so enthusiastic, you know, 2 months ago, and now he's like, eh. And I'm going, open your app. He goes, okay. And he caps, I did it, okay. And I'm going, wow, I'm not your parent. I can't.
Boy, huh?
But
maybe,
you know,
it would work. Maybe it would work if there was a kids only clan or whatever, because I had high hopes when she was joining your clan that it would help her, that knowing that Kai was in there as well and they're about the same age, and that, you know, that would encourage her a bit more. But I still have good hopes.
Just laid plans, all you can do is try, right? I mean, it's
it doesn't matter that much, but you know, it's okay.
I think like, for example, like when I like when we leave here, like my last day of teaching is May 30th, something like that. And in June, when we leave and head to Japan, because that'll be the first stop on our summer holiday, you know, I know Kai would be enthusiastic to play there just because we get to travel around. And at that point, it's like, it's more exciting. He'd be, he's like, yeah, Dad, I'll go play if we get to go to go here. We get to go here because I'll be like, let's go to all these different places that are really neat anyway. And they're really cool places that we love, but we haven't get to go to. I mean, you know, like Akashi Park near where Sarah lives. It's like a castle park. It's gorgeous. It's a beautiful park. You know, castle, Japanese castle. You know, you want to go there anyway. And there's Munzees there is just a bonus. So I think, you know, but when it's just kind of like now at the point where it's kind of like and even for me, sometimes it becomes a bit of a chore just because I don't have the variety anymore. I'm kind of playing in the same place all the time. Sarah puts her head there. She's
I think Kevin, you've got a triple whammy. You're playing in a place where it's largely you and Kai.
Yeah.
Occasionally, you know, but I mean, it's basically you and Kai.
Yes.
And then you've got COVID restrictions. And then you've got a young kid growing up who has other interests and is healthy. He plays soccer. He does likes history. He's doing other things. So it's hard where you are. I think hopefully that will change a bit. I mean, you seem to enjoy China before COVID. So I think you could find a place once you get a little bit, you know, some place without a zero COVID policy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. And so once we're out of here,
you're fine. You know,
And not a place with, you know, 40 degree weather in the summertime.
And hair for your friend, please. Oh, I thought this was the wish list. Are we done? Okay.
Oh, but to stay motivated, do you work with personal goals? Is that how you?
Oh, good question.
Oh yeah, yo, turning the tide. Yes, Mrs. Sauerfleet is asking the question.
Well, sorry.
No, that's great. That's why Clan Wars works for me, and that's why I enjoy it. And to be honest, like one thing, I think next month, because it's been a chore to get Kai to play and the motivation and stuff, I think next month Kai's going to take, he'll step out of the clan because I'd like to go for like level 5 or something like higher, because I know I can when I'm not having to rely on. And that'll bring more joy to myself when it's just like me out there playing, as opposed to like, come on, let's go. And, but for me, yeah, the personal goals, Clan Wars does it, because that's really, that for me, that's a tangible thing. Like those are literally a list of goals. And I know that to be part of the team, I need to do these different things. And that's what motivates me. To be honest, like once I leave here, so for example, if I move to Kuala Lumpur or Bangkok or somewhere, all those really cold places. Anyway, guys. old places, or back to Japan, maybe if I get a job outside of Tokyo or near Tokyo or something, it's going to be a new area and I'm probably going to be focusing on building stuff obsessively for the first few months.
Yeah.
Because I'll get to a place where I don't have any destinations, you know, and then I'll be trying to see that out and probably trying to plan out what would be a strategic way to put destinations around where I live or part of the city I'm in. How can I do that? Because that's one thing I've realized now in retrospect after coming to Shenzhen, the placement of my destinations was a bit not planned out well.
You learn that as you play, right?
With a new place, I've already thought about how I would like to put out destinations, like some kind of a loop. Here, they're just kind of all over the place and it's not an easy path to get to them all.
I have the same. Yeah.
So even if, like, I'm a big walker, so even if I could just a nice walker. Yes, PJ.
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt your big walking talk.
That's okay.
I wanted to be next on the personal goals because Sarah and I have a personal goal. I probably shouldn't announce it because we may fail.
Announce our attempt. Do it.
We are going to try go for the 100 deploy badge. Is it a badge? It is a badge, right?
Yeah,
he's planning it. I just realized today, you know, it's funny, we were going to do it earlier, and then so I ordered a bunch of physicals, then used them all up. And so today, in a panic, I realized I can do 100, but I literally, it's like 10 different kinds. It's the only way I'm going to make it happen. But I got them, I put them in a bag. We're going to go later this week, and we're going to carpet an area. We're not going to say where at this point. We're not even sure it's going to happen, but we're going to try. And
this is as far as we've ever gotten. We've actually like put down a date. And so. Yeah.
So is this, I don't know about this challenge, as in, is this 100 physicals, I assume?
Yes.
100 physicals. So is that
100 each?
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh.
Right. So and you know, the hard part is one.
We're doing a river. I think we can say that much. So, you know, Japan has a lot of parks and a lot of green spaces along the river, part of the flood control project. So that, you know, the river is one level and then there's a little park and then there's a wall and there's another wall. Again, I'm sure the Netherlands understands the flood control. So Japan's very serious about that. And that what that means is it will have a very long runway in which to do this. I'm still not sure that we can both do it because I've tried to measure the distance and we need, 150 feet per our own and 50 from each other. So it's basically 75 feet. And I've looked at the park. I don't know if there are things along there that we're going to be able to. But the point is, if we fail, we fail. At least we spend the day together. We're being social. I'll have a drink in my hand. She'll probably have lemonade or tea. The
or coffee.
Yeah, that's her addiction, coffee and
stuff. With a bit of luck, you can go back in a year's time when they haven't been kept and you've got a whole...
Bruises, boom, 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 boom. Yes,
exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Although right now, Osaka, the one thing that we're not suffering from is cruising. Yes. In part because the maniac Kevin was here for 6 months with nothing to do but 10 minutes of work a day.
Yeah, basically.
He made so many and the most impractical to get to places.
That was
there awesome. Are every I could not throw a rock in a direction without hitting a cruisey. They're everywhere here, and I actually my advice to MHQ. I think they went too far in the way of what right now. What they're available every other day,
every third day.
Yeah, you know, the old days when it was just what twice a month, and we all complained we wanted more access. I think they went too far in that because I find human nature being what it is, I'll often think, well, I don't need to get that because that'll be there in another 3 days. Exactly. If I were in charge, if PJ were in charge, nobody would have hair. But beyond that, I would make cruises a little bit less common, just personally, only because I think that we all know, and I notice on the map, not just me, but my local players, and we've got about 20 some local players, of which maybe 4 or 5 are active human beings. I find that none of us, including myself, go after cruises on a regular basis. And I think part of it is we know they're going to be there.
Mm.
You know, I remember
in my area, nobody comes to Akashi, right?
Well, that's the thing. You are out there. Bless your soul. And when you're having a barbecue, you know, I'm there.
Yeah.
I love her kids. I love being out there, but I'm not going to go out there just to get my cruisy hit. That's crazy.
Gotta be a barbecue involved too, right?
Pretty much.
Right, there's gotta be a barbecue on a cruisy day.
I've got loads here as well, but the reason why I don't go after them as much as I could is because they are a clan war requirement, and now I always think, yeah, maybe I need them for next month. So that's the reason why I am leaving them a bit. But I should go after them a bit more, but yeah. I think next month we only need 5, don't we?
Is it? I don't remember. I looked at it, but I don't remember what it said for cruises.
I can't remember. But if at one point the amount goes up, then I need to turn around.
Yeah, that's kind of my thinking too. Like, I'm like, well, I've got tons of them everywhere, but what if next month I need 30?
Yeah.
This is why I'm anti clan wars. Okay, Sarah. I'm not going to go on 20 minutes. I'm just saying, I want to get what I want to get when I want to get it.
That almost sounds like a Spice Girls song.
Well, I do have, for Halloween 1 year, I went as one of the Spice Girls.
Kevin, though, at this point, you've only got like about 6 months.
Yeah,
left. You need to start just capping everything.
That's what we're gonna do. Like I said to Kai, I said like we've been so strategic with stuff. There's a lot of stuff we have just in general we have not capped that people have even deployed. Just because I'm like I might need that. And I said to Kai, you know, I was like, when we got a couple of months left, you know, we just go crazy. There'll be no rhyme nor reason. We won't be like, don't cap that catapult because we might need those physicals in order to open up next month or those scatters. Yeah. And don't cap that gaming piece because we might have a gaming requirement in a month or two from now for Clan Wars.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way I've been thinking. But when it comes time to leave, we'll be just like, get it all.
What's the expression? Burn the fields? What's the word? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so, isn't it?
For sure.
Flash and burn. That was it. Flash and burn. Yeah. You got to get what you got to get at the end.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think a significant percentage of Munzee players worldwide do that. And nothing wrong with it. But
no.
it's just, I don't know. I just want, I know. You know me.
Well, that's one of the advantages of having this vehicle, the Munsey Maniacs podcast, is that, you know, so many amazing Munsey players from around the world have had the opportunity to hear our whining and complaining. I mean, our stories. Hey,
why do you look at me when you say that, Kevin?
Why am I making direct eye contact with PJ when I talk about whining? But when I talk, just that so many people have deployed like a lot of wonderful things. And like when it came time for like, yeah, when we needed evolutions, people are like put a whole bunch of evolutions around my house, or when there was a requirement for gaming pieces, you know, Sarah and PJ and other people would put gaming pieces all around, and that's fantastic. But, you know, I've been strategic, but it'll be fun when I don't have to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can let yourself go.
Let my hair down.
Let your hair down. I'd like
all
to see
three, all three hairs.
All three hairs. I'll let my hairs down. Let my hairs down.
Oh, I have that picture of you someplace with you with that comb over, don't I?
Comb over wig. Okay. yes, I had a lovely comb over.
I have to say, Kevin, I do like your hair now. Okay. This is the nicest haircut you've had in a good solid decade.
Say
thank you, Mai, because I'm sure it was her.
Yeah, was there?
Without a doubt. There's no doubt in my mind.
Everybody, this is an audio podcast. I've been shaving my head for about 12 years, and my family encouraged me to stop shaving my head, and they want to see what it looked like. And I've been actually going to a barber place. Mm-hmm. And they cut my hair, and it's been quite a treat because I've been shaving my own head for 12 years or so. So actually to have someone wash my hair and give me a scalp massage is pretty cool. Yes, that's what they're talking about. But I don't have a lot, but yeah. So
no, not much, but it what you have is now groomed.
Yes. So there we go. The Munsey Maniacs hair podcast for men.
Oh, now we got a picture. Oh, sorry. Now they're not going to understand what I just...
I'm sorry. I just realized that I never turned it on. I'm really sorry.
Shall we start again?
A lot of people leave it off for bandwidth issues, so
No.
That's what that was.
Sorry. Go ahead, Herma.
No, I'm not using Zoom a lot, so I was just playing with it while you were talking, and sorry.
There you go.
You want to start again?
Some people are, sometimes some people are a bit camera shy, so, you know.
Oh, no. No, I did my hair this morning.
Yeah,
sorry. Sorry to rub it in.
Oh, nasty. You know, you're lucky, Herma, that I'm not... Zoom anymore, because it used to be my Zoom and I could unzoom, I could cut anyone out, but I don't think Kevin will cut you out for that. He'll probably keep you forever.
No, I applaud those who insult PJ.
Okay, now I'm officially leaving.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wait, I think he just turned the camera off. He's still really...
You know me. I can't ever leave a recorded session. I'm still here.
Patrick. Patrick,
well,
come back.
Herma, we're curious. I'm curious, and we always kind of ask this question when we do the... Do you have any goals, any Munsey goals for the next or the near foreseeable future? Are there anything you're hoping to do? Any events you want to go to?
Well, this month I hit one of my goals, and that was to become to be within the top 1,000 of the ranking. So I managed that, and I was really pleased with that. But that was mainly also because thanks to an event that I joined. So that was really helpful. One of my other goals is the daily capture streak that I've failed 3 times now. the daily deploy streak. The capture streak is quite easy because I can cap... You know, first thing in the morning, some around my house, but the deploy streak, I've failed that a couple of times. So, yeah. Yeah, that's really it, really. I'm not really, I'm not sure yet if I'm gonna join any event this month. I might do, but I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
No.
By the way, when you mentioned that deploy streak, is that like a 1 year deploy streak you're aiming for?
Well, yes, let's start with the 1 year. Yeah.
I find deploying hard for me too. It's so hard. I never, that's like in the scramble of life, like I've got a POI that's within range of my house. So there's a museum next to my house. So I can just literally cap every day from, I wake up, I could cap and then we're good. Yeah. And then even just on my walk to work, there's a couple of other POIs within range just of that walk.
Yeah. So
the capping part's easy. That's why I've got like 750 days or something like that now. But the deploying, I get like, I'll sit down like one night in a week and deploy 10 or 15, and then that's it for the week or 2 weeks.
Yeah. I'm trying to get the 1 year at least. And another thing that I'm doing is on the train track. I always travel to work by train if I'm going to the office. And then I'm trying to get that train track covered with flats.
Sounds like you, Sarah.
So,
Sarah.
That's Sarah.
I got the idea from Irma.
Oh, that's great.
I did.
So, yeah, it's probably going to be a long while until that's covered, but... And I'm trying to do it only with the stuff that I won from Plan Wars, but every now and then I have to buy some as well. I have to admit.
Thing. You can say, I'm only going to spend X amount, and then, okay, well, this month I'll go over. And then this month I'll go over.
Yeah.
You know, that it's, I don't mind that, though. I mean, I used to spend the money drinking in bars or restaurants.
Exactly. You know, and the other day there was a blog, I think, what was it? There was like a new bouncer, and it came on payday, and I thought, oh, what the heck? You know? So, yeah, I do spend a bit. I try to curb it, but yeah.
No, I'm with you. I'm trying to cut back. I still do the monthly virtual Munzee pack, and I'm thinking I need to let that go because it's
I stopped doing that one a while ago. And ironically enough, it was like and that's just like budget stuff. And for me, ironically, it was I think my credit card was coming up to expiry. My credit card was expiring.
Oh,
of course. Yeah. Then I got a new one, but when it expired, the payment didn't go through that month. And I was just like, huh.
Yeah.
That didn't work that month. I'm like, you know what? I got quite a bit from Clan Wars. I still have a lot in my inventory. I'm like, maybe I'll just let this go. But when
go ahead.
I was going to say, if I'm moving, when I move to a new area, if it's underdeveloped, then I might be like, maybe I'll get it again.
Yeah. I was just thinking, I still, you know, I've been playing this game now for several years, but I still haven't figured out the algorithm of where the money is best spent. You know, for a while, I was putting all my money in destinations, and that's it. We have a month of wonder and then a month of nothing. So I'm not sure where to put the money in terms of, you know, because this is one of my few hobbies. So I have a certain amount of money to spend. I just cut back on the Kai and Rena's birthday presents, and I'm fine.
No problem.
And I very smartly never got on to you and Yutaka's birthdays, and therefore it's a gift, you know. I disappear whenever their birthday comes up because I'm going, oh, shit, I don't want to, oh, did I say the bad word? The point is, I'm trying to figure out how to, that best, and that would be interesting to have future guests on to hear what they do, because we all have, you know, as adults, and we have income, and I don't begrudge anyone spending whatever they can, but I'd love to know where people think that balance is for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, I'm spending too much money on magnets, and I've tried to rein that down. Mm-hmm. I'm now down to one magnet a day. I my rule is I can do one and that's it. And it's hard to live by because sometimes I'll go by, I'm a part-time teacher, as you know, and I'm in three different workplaces. I can pass eight destinations in a day, and half of them are empty.
Yeah.
And I'm going, where do I put the money? And, you know, so, you know, it's a balance to find that. It's interesting because you hear different people say they'll spend money on the packs, but not magnets, or vice versa. Or they'll get whatever.
Some people focus on the bouncers, right? Some people focus on buying their own, like the bouncers.
Yeah.
As the flamingos become more affordable as the year progresses, I start to have like my cap-ons every day. It's like, I didn't really play at all yesterday. I just capped a couple of POIs and look, wow, I've got like 5,000-6,000 points just from my cap-ons. And, but then even like Kai knows, like he'll be like, he'll see some of the kind of older bouncers and he'll be like, you know, for example, he always likes the Yeti one. He's like, that's really cool. I'm like, yeah, Kai, but it's $20. Yeah. God, that's too much money.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, but the Funfinity stones are only 10, they're half the price.
Yeah, I used to spend it on my favorite Munsies. My favorite used to be the Evolutions.
Oh, I love that. The Virgin.
Yeah.
Sarah was hardcore into Evolution.
Yeah. And then it was the, what's it called? I forgot the name now.
There's too many elements moving around.
Yeah, you know, the resorts, that one, the resorts.
Which one?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. You know, that's those, the thing. Those resorts where you can get a room.
The resorts.
Resort.
Yeah, you're right.
Fine. We just didn't get it. You know, don't feel bad because we've had Rob on here and he'll say, you know, that thing, I can't remember the name. And that gives me nothing but joy when, wow, if Rob doesn't know all that,
yeah.
It's okay that the rest of us don't.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, but unfortunately you can't cap your own with those. I do like to deploy them.
Yeah, yeah, that is that's the problem. You can't cap your own. Yeah. And that's like
but that's here the motorways and you know are littered with those. So, you know, if you go on a road trip, you know, you can you gather lots of points. It's great. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Sarah has a temporary motel or whatever right near me. And I love that because it's temporary. So I can recap it again every month or two,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
And I love that. And the seasonal credit one, the one that changes for credits, I like deploying that because you get 4 caps a year, just enough that people keep checking back.
Mm-hmm. Which one do you mean? Awesome.
There's a credit for the season. It's called the seasonal credit.
Mm.
And it every fall, spring.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Right. It changes. Yeah. I only named the 2 seasons that I like. The rest.
Maybe I don't know. I've got so many physical credits. I haven't deployed physicals in so long because I got nowhere else to put them now.
Mm.
So I'll just have to sit. I even forget I have them. I'm like, oh, yeah, I've got all those physical things. But often, again, I can't cap it. So I'm like,
That's why I will. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just saying I'll save them for the next place.
Yeah.
But I was also happy with the Redeem store that at some point you could, you know, those briefcases that you could just, I love that.
I had 400 briefcases and I actually hate capping them. I hate deploying them.
Mm.
So I don't like them either. I had to get rid of a lot of them. And I did. I unloaded half of what I had.
Mm.
But I like that because the brilliance of that is that they can manipulate that monthly, whatever they need, whatever they've got excess of, they can use that. And I'm happy to see that. That's adaptive to both the player needs and their needs. And yeah, because I had so many briefcases, I had hundreds, and I'm going, I don't use them, I don't deploy them because I don't like capping them.
Mm.
So I don't even want to send them to other people in the world because it's obligated. Mm. Now, anti-scatter. In my new curmudgeon phase, this is my new curmudgeon-y target. I don't like scatter because scatter is an obligation. I don't want to have to go out and go, oh, I now hit this. So I've got to go other places.
Yeah.
You know, because you're on a bike or you're walking or on a train. You know, we live in countries where public transportation, we're not killing the environment, North America. the point being is that it's effort sometimes. Although I will say MHQ has been pretty responsive about changing the what do you call it, the scatter radius.
That's good. They're getting close.
Because remember some of those that would scatter through half your city, wherever you were? Do they not realize I'm not going to hop in a car?
Yeah.
Anyway, you know me. I got to complain about something. It's what I do.
That's Peter.
So, guys, I have to admit, this is, and for all of you around the world who are not in China, this is basically everybody. You're going to find this a weird way that I have to wrap things up. I have to go get a COVID test just because I have to have one to get into my school tomorrow before work. Yes, we have to go 24-hour COVID every 24 hours. I've had one every day since January 1st. I've had a throat swab. At least they don't do the nose ones. Those really suck. they do those when you go to the hospital. There we go, guys. Herma, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Loved it. Thank you.
Mrs. Sour Flush. So if anyone around the world, you see that username, you know who this is. And, there we go.
Guys, more to talk about.
Come back. You're welcome back anytime.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Come on back to the podcast.
I'd rather talk to you than Kevin or Sarah, but that's just me.
Aww.
Actually, Herma and I talked about this a while ago, and then we just kind of let it go. And then when I brought it back up again, and she jumped on it right away, and of course. And she even offered to talk with me ahead of time to make sure she was suitable. But I was like, no, anybody's suitable for our podcast.
We got no standards here. What are you worried about?
Yeah, look who the hosts are. Look at the hosts.
But this would be a good time to advertise for more people who have some story to tell. Who's that strange boy in the picture?
There's a young player right there. A young sometimes player.
Are those his glasses?
Those are his glasses, yeah.
You know, glasses people are very cool, so you're okay, you. What are you laughing at there, Spade?
I've got reading glasses.
Yep, I got my reading glasses, too. He's pointing.
Canadians have good eyesight, what can you say?
Yeah, I guess so.
For a knock on wood.
Yukon's got glasses because he played Munzee too much for a while.
Cool, guys. Well, I'm going to wrap things up here with episode 46 of the Munzee Maniacs podcast. Herma, thank you for coming on from the Netherlands. We've got a player from Europe. That's so awesome. And it's cool to hear a bit about the game over there. Hey, you guys out there listening, if you want to come on the podcast too, let us know. Get in touch. And maybe sometimes I'll actually check our email, munzeemaniacs@gmail.com. So that's it for this episode, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. And thanks so much for PJ, Sarah, and Herma. There we go. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Munzee on.
Bye.